Halsey, 2nd of June 1915, from HMS New Zealand. My darling mother, I'm writing only a scrap, but I know you'd like to hear my news, namely that I am to leave my dear number two and am going on as captain of the fleet and commodore first class in the Iron Duke. It is all an awful bombshell, and it came at 11:45 p.m. last night. I have had to accept it, as I feel it is my obvious duty in such time to go where I am wanted. But all the same, it is a fearful blow to have to leave my beloved ship at such a time, and I can't say how much I regret it all. However, there it is, and David Bilty has been awfully nice about it, and said such nice things about his loss that I feel quite embarrassed. I shall probably have leave in a day or two, which is doubly sad to me, just as Coog and the children are arriving. I am up here to meet them by the 4:35 train today. However, I know dear old Coog will take it very well, though I know what an awful sell it is for her, having struggled all the way up here, and such an awful expense. I know you will be very sorry for me, but at the same time, I can't help feeling proud at being thought so much of and having been given the post, which is, of course, a very important one, and I only hope I shall be up to the work. Don't publish this abroad till my appointment is out, or until you hear I have gone. There is many a slip, etc. You can tell the family, of course. Your very affectionate son, Lionel.